love and light from Flower Bluff, Texas, y'all. It is Tuesday, May the 3rd, the year of our Lord, 2023. It's approximately at 10:40 a.m. Central Standard Time. How are y'all today? Can you believe it is the last week and a half of May? Can you believe it? The year is almost halfway over. It's almost 2024. Can you believe it? See, a lot of time has gone by. This time is really showing itself these days. You know, sometimes time passes by and it's like, you know, 10 years later we say, where's the time going? But lately it's been just a month. Where's the time going? Right? Well, either way, I'm glad we're here. Either way, I'm glad we are able to say, where is the time going? That means we're alive and aware. Y'all, now, what I want to talk about today is what keeps us from being aware. What takes us away from being aware, and sometimes it's the smallest things. Today I'm going to talk about a word. And that word is if. I-F. Such a small word. Oh boy. It can change a life, a destiny. It could change a lot of things in an instant just because of a thought that's negative. If. What if? We're not supposed to be uncertain when it comes to God, and that's what we're going to talk about today. See, I was about to say something else, y'all, that here we go. I have a struggle, and I haven't talked about this in a long time. We've done this podcast, we're going to have the fourth season in July. And at one point of this podcast, just growing into it, growing into myself, growing into being comfortable with talking to my phone. I don't talk on the phone to people, but I talk to y'all, to an audience. I never talk on my phone. You probably would not be able to believe that unless you knew me. I never talk on the phone. So it took me a while to be talking to this phone to talk to you. Millions of people, possibly. Thousands for sure. If, the word if, y'all. It keeps us from our purpose when we use it as an excuse. So, let's just take a few moments to just, you know, shake off any thoughts that we have right now, you know, if we have any negative thoughts, because the day has already happened. It's already 10 after 10. It's almost, you know, noon. There could have been someone who honked their horn at you in traffic. You know, you could have forgotten your office keys at home, and you had to go all the way back home to get your office keys. A lot of things happen. We wake up and we find our joy, and it meets us, and we say, thank you, Jesus. And oh boy, it takes about an hour for life to happen, right? And then here comes all the ifs. What if I just don't go to that job? What if? What if they're not telling the truth? What if? Y'all know where I'm going with this. Talk to you in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
So, let's talk about vibe on, exchange energy about what you already know. that I'm going to say about this F word. Now, you may not know what my pawpaw said, and I'm going to mention that first. Pawpaw used to say, if was a fifth, everybody would be drunk. And he was right about that. If is a word of excuses. Well, if I don't, you know, what if I don't? What if? You know, it usually leads us to what doubt is. Doubt is fear. Fear is doubt. Fear and doubt have no room to be around love. God is love. God gives us our courage, our confidence, our strength, our assurance, our provisions. That's why if is not anything that we should worry about. Let's just try to remove that word from our language, from our kingdom language. No, seriously, we can be very innocent about the word. Innocent. You can be, you know, what if I put on these shoes instead of those shoes? Okay. Very innocent, right? Well, we look at, we already know in our mind which shoes are better for our feet because we're going to go on a walk, right? But we start to think about everybody and their fancy things. Well, what if they start to think badly about me because I have on these comfortable shoes? I do have what they have. What if I just put these on? It can't be that bad. And your feet hurt all day. All day. Theirs do too, by the way. I just need to go ahead on and let you know. Their feet are no exception to those shoes. Anyway. That's a sobering thought, right? If the word if was a fifth, like a fifth of liquor, we would all be drunk. Very sobering. Yeah, listen. We don't have to worry about this if thing. Just be consistent with what God wants us to do with our first mind, with our first thought, with the Spirit of God tells us, that first thought. It's never going to be hurtful, hateful. That's when we start to talk. What it's going to be is humbling. We tell ourselves, I'm not going to do that. Uh-uh. If God tells you to give that person a chance, if God tells you to give that person an apology, if God tells you to give that person the benefit of the doubt, and you say, but what about when? I've done this before, so really, I'm not mocking you, I'm mocking me, okay? What about when? And yes, I have done that. I've not ever spoken to a person before, probably won't. I have to work on that because of how I feel. The Lord hasn't told me not to do it though either. I'd have to say, that's what I'm going to say. It would be my struggle. If I heard the voice of God say, or my spirit, it sounds so dramatic, doesn't it? It can be if you want it to be, if that's what makes it work. Let it be dramatic. If that's what makes it work. But if it just be silent and simple, just a fleeting thought, let that work too, just as powerful. And if the Lord told me, right now, today, you know what? Change your heart. It would be a struggle. I'm not going to sit here and say that I could do that easily. I would have a whole bunch of ifs in there. But what if they didn't do that? And what if they didn't do that? And what if I just don't? Will it be that bad? Oh, it'll be that bad. When we put a whole bunch of ifs and our purpose, like placing ifs, using those excuses. Well, what if I just do it this time? I know, but what if just this one time? And if we'll put a divide us from God, His voice, it'll block it. Like I said, we can make the if sound good. But if is doubt. If is fear. We can turn it around and trick our brains into thinking, well, you know, if it's just frozen yogurt, if it's just frozen yogurt, I can eat this whole gallon. No, you can't. If it's just for today, nah. If you're saying if, you're not supposed to. If you're saying if, you're supposed to. You see? If I go ahead and drink this water instead of drinking this soda. See, again, there's doubt there. There's doubt. So it's going to tell us what we should, or what there's something we should do or what we shouldn't do. But usually, and still, it's about fear. It's about doubt. We will use the if as an excuse. If the word if was a fifth of liquor, every single one of us would be drunk. The Pope, everyone. Thank God the word if. It's not a fifth of liquor. What we can do, though, is to stop using the word. It creates a condition. It creates a mindset that we don't know what to do. What's going on? Well, all we need to do is lean on God's promises and His word and His understanding. We have the answers. We have the answers. And if takes the answer away, or if anything puts it on the back burner, or rolls it all around our head, or goes through one ear and out the other, if makes what we're supposed to focus on, and that's where our thoughts, our feelings, vibe. What direction is it going in? Is it going in the direction of what God wants us to do? Is it? Because if it isn't, there's going to be a problem. We have to be consistent. We have to be sure. When it comes to God, we have to be sure. If is not sure. If does not equal certain. We have to be sure about our walk. There's no ifs involved. What if I just don't go? A go. What if I just don't say it? Say it. What if I just don't do it? This is about faith. It's not about being right all the time either, y'all. It is about being fair, though. Fair to yourself. Because this is what helps. This is how we help ourselves. Really, this is real talk. This is how we help ourselves. We're consistent in our walk with God. It does not have to be perfect. It's not going to be perfect. We're not going to be perfect. We are going to fall, but we better get up. And don't do it again. Whatever made you fall, just don't do it again. Whatever slipped you up, just don't do it again. And if you do, it's okay. Keep working. Because sometimes our strongholds are strong and it takes more than a day. It takes more than a summer, you heard? It takes more than that. It took 53 years to condition yourself to be that way. 65 years to condition yourself to be that way. 27 years to do you think that stuff is going to go away in a summer? Through a program in three days? No. Consistency. Stop saying if. Say when. When I do what I do. When I say what I say. Make it solid. if does not glorify God. That word if, to me, in my opinion, does not glorify God. What it does is glorify our ego. Let's get away from that. Let's focus on not doubting God, not doubting our purpose, not doubting the voice that we hear in our spirit that may humble us, that may make us feel a certain way about ourselves, that may put up a mirror like, oh God, I have to say sorry? Oh no, no, I ain't never gonna. No, y'all, I've had to struggle with that. I'm telling you real life. I'm not talking about a person, anybody outside myself. I can't talk about anybody else's experience, and I don't want to either. If, that word if, is powerful. It's powerful enough to bring down the biggest man, strongest man. Let's trust God more. Let's trust God about our purpose. And look, this is all I'm trying to say, y'all. And then I think it's about time for us to wrap up because it feels like it's around 15 minutes. I put my device down, so let's see where we are. Yeah, we're over a minute. It's like this, y'all. If we trust God, that voice we hear, that first voice, the one that might humble us, the one that might show us, we're not that good. If we can listen to it, learn from it, grow from it, we don't have to worry about all those ifs. There'll be no questions, because with faith, we are assured. I'll talk to you later.